Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We've got some things we need to fix, Atlanta. We're talking about the Falcons heading into this game against the Dolphins. It's Dukes and Bale Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And these are things that are fixable. But, Mike, these gaffes, these issues that keep rearing their ugly head, how do they get fixed?
I mean, look, I screw up a lot, and I apologize a lot. You got to hopefully not make the same mistake. Sometimes I still do. But, yeah, in the case of Ulbrich, I mean, you got assistance. You know, it's not like you're coaching Pop Warner and, like, you know, Timmy, get in there. You know what I mean? You've got guys to help you.
Get your helmet.
You cannot have 10 guys on the field in a crucial third. Again, it's bad enough if it's first down, but it's third and 13. Yeah. It's a crucial moment in the game. After you've already had 12 men on the field, you've already had a delay of game on the offensive side. So these things, it's coaching. But as we said, Brick owned it, and we appreciate him owning it. Now fix it. And let's not monkey around anymore, and let's get our guys in a position to make plays. But you're right, man. This team is inconsistent. They don't do well outdoors. They don't do well on the road. All of a sudden, that game in New England seems really scary. The game in Berlin is very scary for logistics and everything that comes with that. And then this Colts team is like one of the surprise stories in the NFL.
They're real. They run the ball extremely well. They got a running back that has 10 touchdowns, guys, already this season.
And it's the new, it's Daniel Jones 2.0, and they're playing good defense.
They are. We are scoring 26 points a game at home. On the road, we're averaging 10. Remember, we didn't score against Carolina. So we are, at least right now, doesn't mean this will be this the entire season, but we are a much better team at home than we are on the road. You got to fix that, though, because if you're going to win in the playoffs, more likely, Mike, you're going to have to go on the road. And so we've got to become more efficient and better on the road than we have been as of late.
Guy hit us up earlier on the text line. Jimmy says, what do you think about us making the playoffs? Well, I mean, we had a 71% chance we'd beaten the 49ers. I think we dropped down to like 30 and change. How did we lost? Like, there's still a lot of football to be played. Tampa Bay is now dealing without Mike Evans.
That's right.
You know, they've got a number of injuries. But still, I mean, I'm not saying I've lost hope on the division, because if you're a Tampa fan, you probably felt you had no shot when we were 6-3 to win the division. So stranger things have happened. I still would love to have an extra home game this year as a Falcon fan, get back in the playoffs and have it at the Benz. But, I mean, the NFC is pretty loaded. You could argue that Green Bay and Chicago, I mean, even Chicago's got aspirations. We're looking up at them in the playoff standings right now. We're the 11th seed based on conference record and win percentage in the NFC.
Yeah, look, the division thing, it's still attainable. But being 0-2 in the division,
you
now,
need help.
Yeah, that's the issue. All right, we got to handle the Dolphins. That's first and foremost. That's in front of us. We're going to talk to Coach Rock coming up at the bottom of the hour, guys. Stay tuned for that. And also, Charlie Warner is going to stop by the show as well. Go Dogs. We will talk to him about his role in this offense and the run game and all those things as well. But right now, we got to get to 4th-and-1. Look, players rarely, if ever, blame another player for a team's demise, even if that player is the reason. I don't know what the hell Woody Johnson is doing with the Jets. The owner literally came out, not a guy on the street.
Right.
The owner put these losses on Justin Fields. Now, here's the deal. He is a part of the reason why the Jets are 0-4.
Right.
But the owner should never do this, Mike, when you start to – because guess what? You could be next, middle linebacker, wide receiver, Garrett Wilson, you could be next. Like, he comes out and literally puts this blame on Justin Fields. I want you to hear what he said here because he's supporting Aaron Glenn. And here's the irony, guys. Aaron Glenn chose Justin to be his guy.
Right. So at the end of the day, you're still taking a shot.
You're taking
out
a shot.
Coach, in addition to your QB.
Here's Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets.
It looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with, you know, with a rating – that we got, you know. Is, I mean, he has the ability, but something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results if you go across the league. You have to play consistently with at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do. If we can just complete a pass, it would look good.
Wow.
You got to complete some pass. You got to convince them that you can do something.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, this guy's going to break down football for you, a guy that probably eats a grilled cheese with a knife and fork. Woody Johnson. Great article in the New York Post from Chris Conazaro. Woody Johnson's unavoidable Jets gas bagging is going to get him exactly what he deserves.
That's right.
Which is no one's going to want to play for you.
No, it's not the way you handle business. Here's Woody talking about how Aaron Glenn is the real deal.
If I were a player, I would respond to him because he's the real deal. He's no BS. There's no second agendas. What you're hearing is the truth. And a lot of times players don't get the truth. They get a lot of gobbledygook.
The same guy who fired Robert Saleh.
That's right.
When the Jets were still alive in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And basically took, I mean, this owner derailed the Jets season completely. I mean, that's a fact, okay? You still had Aaron Rodgers. You still had big-time wide receiver, big-time running back, decent enough healthy defense. You did this to your team. This guy, I hate upper-class, rich twit owners, yes, of the Johnson & Johnson family, you know, who now, this guy, you know, silent partner, now he's going to sit there and say, well, a quarter, yeah, I mean, I get it, Fields is struggling, you know. Now you're going to, in the same breath, tell you how much you believe in your coach after you just said the coach has got a guy in there who can't do the job.
Yeah, it's Mike. Daniel Snyder was the worst owner in the NFL. I think Woody Johnson is the worst owner
ding,
in the
ding,
NFL.
Ding, ding, ding.
I
yes,
really
sir.
Do. And look, he's not doing all the disparaging things off the field that Snyder was accused of and ultimately proved to be true.
No, he's just an incompetent old twit.
But he is the worst owner in the league. Like, yes. This is bad.
You got the worst. This is a franchise. Again, you guys know the story. I've never been to the Super Bowl since Joe Namath took it there and won it.
That's right.
And a litany of things have gone wrong for the Jets. But, I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's like just like when things are going poorly here, a lot of Falcon fans say, you know, when does Arthur Blank get heat? But, I mean, the buck stops ultimately with the owner.
All right. A.J. Brown, guys, posted a pic on Insta with the caption, quote, using me but not using me. Day-Day, what is he talking about? What is he saying here? And everybody keeps talking about his time in Philly is going to be up.
Is our conduit to what the kids are saying?
I guess so. Use me but don't use me? I mean, what is he saying? He just caught – dude, you caught a couple of touchdowns this last week.
Now, normally Chris Turtle Thomas was our conduit to reading people's minds on the internet.
Yeah.
Day-Day, do you have a feeling about this, using me, not using me?
You know, I really don't. I mean, but it's very interesting to your point about people saying, does this mean his time is coming to an end in Philadelphia because he just won't stop?
Yeah. I've said I don't think they let him go. They know they're better with him right now, even with all this complaining. And they're trying to make another Super Bowl run. After the season, let's have this conversation. Because you just – this is every week. You're putting these vague tweets out there and this stuff on Insta, right, and wherever else you're posting. You know, use me, but not using me. Dude, you caught a touchdown. You had a really good game last week. And by the way, your quarterback was trying to find you. Meanwhile, 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Coach Raheem Morris on the way. Mike, what do you make of this Sean Payton-Russell Wilson beef?
Yeah, I heard the cut on Andy Rende today. Bo Johnson played it. Oren could play it for you because he basically pops off and throws shade at his former quarterback in Denver, Russell Wilson. Take a listen.
I have a ton of respect for that organization. I spent 4 of my early years there coordinating Super Bowl, first game in this stadium before 9/11, close with the Mayor Tisch family. And, you know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mara not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that that change would have happened long after our game.
Now, he could have been talking to Mr. Mara before the game on the field. Mr. Mara's battling cancer, but he is still attending games for the Giants, in case you're wondering how he would have contact with him, because or maybe at an owner's or coach's meeting, whatever. Either way, these guys, he was in the organization with Parcells. That's how he knows Mara. But what do you make, though, of him throwing shade at Russ without making a comment directly at Russ?
Here's where this is petty and ridiculous on Sean Payton's behalf, and I've said this. I'm not a fan of Sean Payton. I respect the fact that he's one of the best coaches in the league, and he's showing it again. Hated him as a Saints coach because I just did. But, dude, you won. You won.
You scored 33 points in an amazing comeback to win.
Well, not only that, Mike. You won this. You cut him because you didn't like him, and you ate $85 million. You have a new quarterback. You went to the playoffs last year and proved to everybody that you could coach. What are you complaining about? And I almost used the B word there. Shut up. You won, Sean Payton. This is so petty and ridiculous to say, oh, well, you know, let me take another shot at Russ. But Russ came back, and I will say this.
He got onto social media.
He never does this. His tweet, his post was classless, but not surprised in talking about Sean Payton. Didn't realize you were still bounty hunting 15 years plus through the media. And that's funny.
Yeah, because of course, Sean Payton missed the season over bounty gate.
Yes, right. Which everybody, you know, at that point was calling him a fraud because they tried to lie and say they didn't do all this stuff. But, yeah, man, let it go. You won. You cut the dude. Y'all cut a check. He's wherever he is, and you are where you are. He can't let
right.
it go.
Sean Payton is a brilliant offensive coach. I mean, no one debates that. But he just has that I don't know, called a killer instinct. Sometimes it manifests itself the wrong way, like when he's giving Devontae Freeman the choke sign on the sideline or something like this with Russell Wilson. But, again, come on, dude. You won the freaking game. Revel in the amazing victory. You're throwing that stuff out there. Meanwhile, boy, things are tough in Baltimore. Now, Lamar Jackson is practicing. That's a good sign with Baltimore. But an article in the Baltimore Sun says, Harbaugh has taken away all your toys. No fun allowed, Carl. During Ravens practice or at the facility, no more ping pong tables, basketball hoop, cornhole, video game consoles are all out of the locker room. Going back to a high school approach so you guys start winning again.
I don't know if this works. Everybody up there is outraged. Not necessarily the fans. But guys on that team are because now, you're treating us like high school kids.
We're a perennial playoff team.
Yes.
We're just decimated with injuries right now.
That's the only reason they're not winning. And now you want to take out the ping pong team? You want to take our fun away?
Guy's only had 2 years out of 17 where he's under 500 in his career. He's one of the great coaches. But still, that almost like smacks of desperation, doesn't
it? This is the only fun I have when I come in
here. Come on, man. I will say this. I do know, and we always joked around the old days, Carl, of like the sound bites of Super Bowl year. Every sound bite of the Falcons in the background.
Ping pong. Yeah.
Going down. But not in Baltimore, pal.
Yeah,
you play ping pong on your own time, mister.
Doesn't make any sense to me, man. Hey, coming up, Raheem Morris is on the way. What's on Day-Day's mind as
What's
well?
What's next, foosball?
Ping pong table. Hey, also, Wes is going to join us. Wes Durham, the voice of our Falcons, next hour. A lot of Falcon conversation, guys, trying to get to some answers that are going to help our team hopefully pick up another victory. We got to get above 500. It's
right.
win one, lose one. It's for the birds. We got to get on a streak. It's Dukes and
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Bill. Mike, I can't get out of my head right now in a joking way because Coach is going to join us. He may walk in any minute.
Right. And generally, we're doing something silly when he walks in.
Yeah, true.
And he's always like, all right, what's going on?
Well, maybe we'll do something silly while he's walking because I can't get out of my head. I run my unit how I run my unit.
Don't think you can come down here in those uniforms. Flash a badge and make me nervous.
I can't get it out of my head because everybody's like, yo, what's up with Ray Ray? And Coach today, when talking to the media, and we'll see if he says anything different with us.
We will try.
That it was performance-based. Wish him the best. Love him. And it just, in my head, I hear Jack saying, I run my unit how I run my unit. You know? Look, I don't know.
I have breakfast 300 yards from dolphins trained to kill me.
That's right. That's
or
right.
In this case, dolphins. But you get the idea.
I don't know if it makes us better. Only time will tell. Here's the deal. How good were we with him on the team? That's the question. We weren't any better.
I mean, Ray served a purpose last year, 67 catches. It's a nice run. But again, as my father,
and he walks in.
I knew it. As soon as we started to talk about Ray Ray, Coach is going to pop in.
I told you.
But one of the things my dad told me years ago, and I think it's good advice, is never overestimate your importance in an organization. Now, I don't know if that happened. We'll try to get it out of Coach either way. The numbers were not certainly commiserate with maybe what he thought he should have been getting as a touch rate. I don't know.
All right, I'm not going to start there. Hi, Coach. How are you?
Doing?
How are you?
Good to see you guys.
You too, Rock. Good
Especially
to see
in person,
you.
Man. I think that was the reason you guys kind of jinxed us last week, not coming to work.
So. You already know. Everybody gets the Dukes and Bell bounce. So let's get back on it this week. I don't want to start with the Ray. We'll get there. I want to start with our quarterback and an update, Coach, because everybody's wondering, how's Michael? What's the deal?
Yeah, very early. You know, obviously one of the toughest guys I know, you know, has a bone bruise, you know, dealing with it, some significant stuff there, and obviously going to be limited in his fashion today. We'll know more tomorrow. We'll know more Friday. He's a guy that definitely wants to play, and we'll see if he can play. And if he can, he'll be out there. But we won't put him in harm's way at all costs. You know, we won't do that to him. So, like, We got to figure out and go through the course of the week and let those things play out.
Is it like the shin bone? I mean, we're doing like trying to play the anatomy game here. Is it like lower leg but not foot?
No, it's a bone behind. I don't want to play doctor either, but okay. It's not what I've heard. I've heard ankle, I've heard shin, I've heard all kinds of stuff. But it's a bone back. This causes some discomfort behind his knee.
Okay.
And we just got to get it. We got to get it calmed down.
Gotcha.
And,
well, I mean,
you know how those bone bruises are. Right. Pain in the neck.
I know you don't want a quarterback controversy smoke, but you do have a guy, if worse comes to worse, that can step in.
You know, I wouldn't even call it a quarterback controversy. It's just a guy having to fill in and do his job.
Right.
Right. Kurt's here. He's been our backup. He's been in great spirits. He's been a great human. He's been everything that you asked him to be throughout the course of the spot. So if he has to play, he has a lot of people here that has a lot of confidence in him.
Coach, how do we get better and more consistent on the offensive front? It's something we've been talking about. We look really good one game, and Coach, we know it's the NFL. It's hard.
That's right.
We look not as good the next game, and we're just simply speaking offensively here. I want to get your thoughts on the consistency in the red zone and being more consistent down there to punch it in and get points. What are you telling your guys? What are you guys focusing on to get better there?
The previous 2 weeks is what I liked. You know, we were able to go down there. We were able to punch it in. We were able to run the football versus Washington. We were able to get touchdowns in the red zone. We really got that thing rolling coming off the bye. That was the constant emphasis of it. We were able to keep it up versus Buffalo. Went out to the West Coast, and we just flat out got out physical. You know, we don't want to sugarcoat those things. They were more physical that day. They won the upfront battle, and usually the team that wins the upfront battle wins the game. But I will say this. Every game you play is not going to be as pretty as you would like it. And as you know, when you play in this league long enough, you got to find ways to win those ugly games. At the end of the day, it was 13-10 in the fourth quarter. With us with the ball with a 4th-and-1 with a chance to go win that thing. You punch that in, you go win. You correct as you go and keep it moving. Find ways to feel better and get healthier and go play football. That wasn't the case. We lost that game, and you got to acknowledge that they were more physical than us, and those are things you got to start with first. So whether you're talking about just the red zone or just up front in general, those are things you got to fix.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys, inside the Ticketmaster Studios. Because it is a copycat league, and if you're a defensive coach, when you were working with the Rams, for instance, you see something other teams using, okay, we could do some of that. Seems like when defenses are in man-to-man, Michael is struggling sometimes getting the ball out or getting the ball on schedule. Fair or unfair?
You know, it's hard to say that, you know, because, like, you can look at the stats from the last game. They played more man, had success. You know, the week before they came out, played more zone, we had more success. You know, so all those things kind of, like, go based off the last emotional roller coaster that we jumped off of, right? But I got a lot of confidence in our guys playing against anything that we see and able to go play against, right? We won't play more teams that play more man in Tampa, and we had a lot of success versus those guys opening the season. And we got to go find that same success when we have it. We didn't have success last week as a team, and that stat would be blown out of proportion. But I like our guys. I like our matchups. I like Drake London. I like Mooney. I like Kyle Pitts. And we got to find ways to get the ball into their hands more to be able to go win those one-on-one matchups.
How do you beat a run blitz when they're doing what San Fran was doing?
You know, they were doing a nice job of being able to bring that thing downhill. But we got to be able to pick those things up, identify the targets, get to where we need to get to. Let's get on our people, get bodies on bodies, and let Bijan, let Ty, let those guys go to work.
We told you a few weeks ago it was a thing. It still is. And I'm talking about Divine Diablo. What's the situation with Divine? We need him out there.
Yeah, week to week. Tough deal. Obviously, you know, we still got to contemplate some things and be able to make some moves. But, you know, that's going to be a tough loss for us. He was playing excellent. He was playing great. He got hurt in the fifth play of the game. Was able to finish that first drive. He came out after the first drive and it was not able to return. You never want to make excuses for losing anybody, but definitely going to be a tough loss with Divine.
What's the options, though, Coach? Because we were discussing here on the show, passing downs, he can run, so he was out there. I mean, he didn't come off the field for the most part. Options for us defensively, again, we're not asking for the game plan, but you got guys you feel comfortable with, third down situations, run down situations. How are we looking at that?
It's just like you mentioned, whenever you're replacing the guy that brings that much attention to everything that he does, whether it was pass, whether it was run, whether it was covering, playing, whatever it was, he was able to do, right? You gotta fill those roles by committee. And those are the things that you do through the course of the week. You try to find ways to do it, right? JD had to step into the game plan because that was his spot. That was the backup role. He went right out there. And he was able to handle the stuff. Very proud of what he was able to do. Got a lot of confidence in our pick from last year. So he'll have a part of that role. But there will also be other people that are involved in those things. And we'll plan us this week as we go. And we'll figure it out and get to the game and get ready to let that thing unleash.
Right. It just Divine's just got that athleticism. He's almost like an oversized safety. So you got Helms, you got other weapons.
No question. But, you know, you hate to sit here and tell everybody what you're going to do, but you guys, you guys know what it takes when you're trying to replace a guy like that. You gave him a nickname already on the radio.
It's just fun, rootable dude. Troy Anderson, ever going to get back on the field?
Troy is still out. None of this stuff has changed from his progress from the IR. Yes, he will be back. Not right now. He's dealing with it. He's a tough guy. I got a lot of respect for him. I can't wait for him to get back. He gives us a lot of the same qualities that we lost.
Right.
I can't wait to get him back.
You hold the 49ers to 20 points on the road. I think that's, generally that's a winnable game. Xavier Watts making big plays, especially in the second half. I mean, defense, there were some things that were there. I know Jeff Ulbrich owned the mistakes, but obviously, those things just can't happen in the NFL.
There's no doubt. You can't do those things. Those things can't happen. Jeff Ulbrich doesn't have to own the mistakes. It's a we thing, right? It's all of us, right? We all, as coaches, we all tend to take all the blame, all of it, all the time. Just like I did after the game, I said it was my fault, right? And it all felt like that because it's our fault. It's our job. It's our job to get everybody right, to make sure we're doing all the things. So we'll do those things and we'll correct them. But we are trying to play a lot of guys. We're getting those guys out there. So the onus falls on all of us. When the we happens, it's the players, it's the coaches, it's myself, it's everybody included. It has to be a joint thing that we have to get done in order to get those things done, in order to find a way to get that win.
Coach, not specifically to that play, obviously the 10 men on the field, I heard you earlier this week, maybe even after the game Monday, discuss this. But how do those things happen? Is it just, and I'm maybe over-exaggerating here, get your helmet, you got to get in there. Like, guys not familiar with being in there, this formation or what you want to do defensively changes. How does that even take place just for the normal fan to say, wait a minute, don't they know what they're doing?
Yeah, just like you talk about, right? We got a bunch of different personnel groupings, right? It's a bunch of different personnel groupings. You call a personnel grouping, you got to run out there, you got to be ready to go, and it's your turn up, right? If there's any confusion from a communication standpoint, that's where you run into the problem. We ran into the problem. We thought it was another grouping. We wasn't in that grouping. That person wasn't out there. You look out there, you see the line. The missing person's at a three technique. Shouldn't affect the third down and 15, but you still get off the grass with 10. You can't waste that timeout. And
that's how you felt. We weren't going to waste that timeout.
You can't. You need it, right? They had just scored. You got to find a way to go down there and try to find a way to win this game and give Michael two timeouts to win that game.
Right.
You can't waste it, and you got to get off on third and 15.
I'm not going to get you to talk about the refs because that gets you in trouble. It'll get you in pocket.
Not going
to
do it.
But I will talk around it. If hypothetically somebody gets pulled in the end zone, is there a line of communication where somebody will get from the booth down to you and go, "Hey man, we got to call a timeout, work the refs, try to get something to stop that."
I started this off by saying they were the more physical team.
So you're not going to mess with it.
Yeah, like they out physical us, and you got to tell your team that. You got to tell your coaches that. You got to look yourself in the face, in the mirror, and say that. You got to tell your fans that. They were the more physical team that day, and they won. And I give them nothing but credit.
All right, Coach, my biggest issue, I thought B should have got the ball more. I know these games.
Me and you both.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know.
And a healthy dose of Algier, too.
You always want B to get the ball more.
Okay.
Let's start. Let's go back to the beginning of this conversation. They were the more physical team. Right. In order for B to get the ball more, we got to be more efficient in our run game. We got to find ways to have efficient runs so you can give it to him again and again and again. And that's what we've been doing the last couple of weeks to get wins in. We were not able to do that. We had to find different ways to get it to him. We got it to him in the screen game. We got it to him in the pass game. He was able to have more of an effect there than we were able to have in our normal up front flow of being able to turn around and the easiest playing football, hand it off to Bijan Robinson and watch him do magic. And when those things don't happen, you get off kilter. And that's what happened to us. So then you got to try to find a way to win that football game. And you got to find a way to do it. And like I mentioned before, 13-10, we got to make those plays, win the football game, and let you come back and be critical at those moments.
Right.
Fair enough. I hadn't heard you say that, which was, of course, I wanted to get in the ball. Because was my big, like, what he had, 40 yards or whatever it was. And I was like, I just felt like.
I think it was 15 carries.
Yes.
Right. And then, like, as you know, when you get efficient runs, that quickly becomes 25, 30 carries.
That's right.
And another 15 for Tyler. And we're playing our brand and our style of football that we've been playing when we won.
Yep.
And we did not get a chance to get into that. Now, that's not what was going to go according to plan. So how do you win the ugly football game?
Right. We got to take the little things. You coach both sides of the ball. Drake is an elite receiver. Does he have to be more crisper on that route? Does he have to sell it upfield before he makes that cut, and that's how they got the play?
Well, you sound like a great wideout coach.
No, I was a bad safety. I would trip guys, but was me.
Let's be honest. There's a lot of things that go into that play. The execution of it all, right? Drake's route, Mike's throw.
We're talking about the fourth and one.
Yeah. Our protection, all of those things, right? And Drake won on the route, so we can get it out there. But can we get a better route? There's no doubt about it. He's one of the best players in the National Football League. I love him. And like, there's nothing that we won't be able to correct on those things. And those are correctable moments where you got to get that money down completion and you got to get it done. And we got a bunch of money down players, whether it's Bijan, whether it's Drake, whether it's Mooney, whether it's Kyle Pitts this year. And he's been showing that. He made a play earlier. Both of those two, him and nine, spectacular players all across the field. We got to make this place.
We got a few more things for you, Coach Ra, hanging out with us here inside the Ticketmaster Studios. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Falcons get ready for the Dolphins Sunday at home. We got to handle business. Coach, as far as the criticism, don't know how much you're hearing. Again, you guys are focused of your offensive coordinator because of the inconsistencies of the offense. Fair? Unfair? How do you view that? Or is it just, hey, let's keep it moving because – everybody seems to be talking about Zach Robinson and where we're lacking. And is it fair from where you sit? What do you think?
I don't know. We don't play in that game. We don't play in that world, right? We just go out there and try to win football games. And right now we are 500, and we got to find a way to win the next game, right? The criticism is going to come to us. This is the roles we chose. These are the roles we're going to be in, right? Last week we had the first defense and the second offense, and you can be critical of even parts of the game that we need to get better in. But we'll be as critical on ourselves as we need to be, and we want to score more touchdowns in the red zone, right? We want to go out there and stop people from running football and put them in known pass situations. And that's got to be our identity, try to win football games. That's been our formula, and that's what we need to do more of.
As you, if you see things evolving as a coach on the sideline, do you give Zach autonomy? You lean as go, you know, this Pitts thing is working. Let's dial up some.
The what
Pitts
thing is working?
The Pitts thing, for instance.
Like, no. But everybody feels that way, right? But that's where you get away from. Okay, I want to get the ball more to Bijan, and then now you get some more balls to Pitts, and he did get more balls this week. Right. We got a big play taken away from him, and a penalty on a holding. He actually got a couple more balls. He would have been over 100 yards with that ball, but that also takes away from Bijan. Right. So then you get the concurrent question from your buddy over here about giving the ball to Bijan.
Look, and I know we always
you got to find ways to win the game.
Yes. We use the Michael Jordan analogy. Tito, step up, but no Michael Jordan. You know, sometimes BJ would hit the shot or Paxton would hit the shot.
That's right.
You know. In some cases, that's why we said, just to be accurate, you know, when they're doing that zone blitz and all of a sudden those cutback lanes and when he makes those jump cuts aren't working, is Algier maybe the better weapon? Because he only had four touches.
I mean, what kind of question that? This guy just asked me to put Bijan in, boy, and now you're asking me to put Tyler in.
This is good coaching. Bad guys, cop, bad
you cop. Guys have me in a no-win situation. There is no matter what you say, you lose, Ra. Who's running this show? I mean, we got to get on the same page.
You know where I'm at. I mean, listen, I just told you where I'm at.
And I wanted more Algier, so two different opinions.
We just said this, right? How do you get more Algier? Do you get more efficient runs on early down and distance, and then that opens up windows for B to get 20. That opens up the window for Algier to get 15.
Right.
That opens up the deal for you to have a nice, 30-whatever rushing game. And for whatever amount of yards to get whatever you get done, and then you're mad at me about Drake not getting the ball or Kyle Pitts. So, you got to find ways to win the game, and you got to be able to go out there and get those things done. So, you can't worry about it. This is the reason I say stature for losers. Because of YouTube.
No, wait a minute. We didn't have anything to do with it. Coach,
it's YouTube.
We got to ask you about
You get the fans all fired up about who you're going to get the ball, and you forget about
because we want the ball in our playmakers' hands.
And then you forget about the most important thing. Wins.
No, right? Wins. Look, you're right. If we won – I'd still complain, but I wouldn't be complaining as much.
I was just saying sledgehammer over scalpel.
It's because you guys are the fantasy football world.
This is not true.
No, you are.
That is not true.
Guys are with the young people now. You're the fantasy football
my God.
World.
What, you forgot about TikTok every night?
You forgot about your roots.
Come on now.
Real quick, we got to ask you a couple more things. I know David Bassey is asking you to go. You got meetings, and you got to get ready for the Dolphins. You know Mike McDaniel well.
Yes.
Right.
He's really good, Coach, offensively. Mind just the way he works.
Yes.
But his team is 1-6. They're coming in here desperate to try to get back on track. I think it's a dangerous game simply because of where they are. But we can't worry about them. But I just wanted to get your thoughts on Mike as a head coach and then what you're seeing from the Dolphins.
Yeah, all these games are dangerous. You know, this is the National Football League. Everybody you go out against every single week has the ability to embarrass you. You know, like you were Sunday away from humble pie every single week. And, Mike's a great football coach. Mike was here with us in 2016 and those runs and doing some of the different things then. You tried to get rid of him 15, too.
I did not.
Yes, you did. He wasn't giving the ball to Julio enough. We forget about all these things.
Wait a minute. That's true.
We forget about all these things. We got these great coaches, whether it's Kyle Shanahan, who we wanted to run out of here as well, or Mike McDaniel.
Oh, so you remember that?
I remember everything that you guys said.
Hey, I wanted Matt LaFleur as the OC. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Now we wanted Matt LaFleur as the OC.
It was the first year.
Yes, yeah.
I don't think people understand what was going on. All right.
You know what?
I just seen a thing today that I'm going to be a radio show host. So you guys watch out because I'm coming to replace you guys.
Hey, man.
I'm out of here.
Wait a minute.
Well, he's getting up.
We just got one quick. More.
We know you addressed the Ray McLeod situation.
Yes.
Just for our listeners, obviously perhaps not happy with his role. Did it cross a line where you felt it just was not tenable anymore to have him on the roster?
No. You know, like it's you got to go through the process of what's best for the football team every single week. And what's best for the football team was to put him down in the last couple of weeks we did. And then ultimately, you got to make a decision, and you got to find out what's best for us, and you got to move forward. And you can't let it affect our team. You can't let it affect us winning. You can't let it affect us. And I wish him nothing but the best. He gave us a year last year that was special. It was the best year of his career. He gave us a lot of effort, gave us a lot of energy, and I wish him nothing but the best moving forward.
Do you have a players' council on the team of leaders to talk about some of these things?
We got captains.
Okay.
You know, and then obviously we got the Charlie Warner law firm that can bring anything to me. I got to open door policy with all my guys.
Okay.
Obviously, this is not a disciplinary thing. This is not one of those type of roles. But we got to find ways to win football games. We got to do the best for us.
Fair enough. Rob, thank you. Right,
thank
good
you
luck.
Get
good
the
luck.
Dub, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Raheem Morris, guys. It's Dukes and Bill. We're live at the branch. We're going to come back, talk about a bunch of things the coach just said, and Charlie Warner is going to join us. Stay right there.
Right on.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
It is Dukes and Bell. Thanks to Raheem Morris for stopping by. We'll replay that for you later in the show, guys, because trying to get down to get some answers that I think Falcon fans want to hear. And I think, look, Mike, for the most part, there is a balance as to how much he's going to reveal and then being completely honest. The one thing he's completely honest about is we got our butts kicked up front. He's absolutely right.
And, again, we were having fun at the end there, but, I mean, we weren't talking specifically about the fourth and one. I mean, Day-Day had the numbers earlier in the week. When Bijan gets 15 or more carries and 20 or more carries and Tyler gets a minimum of 10, we win. When we don't get to 25 to 30 carries, we lose.
We don't.
And so that's why all I'm saying is I felt he's talking about the physicality. We all witnessed the physicality. I rewatched the game again today. I just think, you know, when you are blocking those running lanes the way they were, maybe I'd like to see Algier get a crack at it. And we only got four cracks at it. And then everything else was, you know, Michael Penix Jr. I don't think you win a game where Michael Penix in his ninth game throws the ball 35 times or more. And we did.
More on this. Day-Day, I know you've got something that you want us to react to. 4 o'clock hour, guys. Stay tuned. Wes Durham is going to join
us. Wes Drewham.
The voice of our Falcons is coming up. But I know you got something you want us to hear. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. So I think we all have a great appreciation for the intersection of music and sports.
Yes.
So earlier this week, I came across a story that, for me, just made that appreciation even greater.
Okay.
This is Sean Stockton.
Okay.
From Boys to Men.
Okay.
Listen to this story.
I don't know if you know the story about the 11s, Concords. Tinker Hatfield and Michael, shout out to Tinker, was making these particular shoes, and everybody in Nike hated them. Thought they were ugly. It was like, it's patent leather. No basketball player is going to wear that, whatever. And Michael was like, trust me, somebody that's not playing basketball is going to wear these sneakers, and they're going to wear it on a red carpet or something like that. And they came out, and we were the first ones to wear them on the red carpet. And MJ saw it, and he was like, told Tinker, I told you, motherfuckers, I told you. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they the shit. And
just took off.
Yeah, so when we finally met him, he was like, man, first off, I love you guys. And he was like, whatever y'all need from me, y'all let me know.
And so how cool is that?
Yeah. So Michael Jordan basically, because of Boys to Men, the Jordan 11s basically took off. He hooked them up with Nike.
It's my favorite Jordan, by the way.
Really?
It is.
So believe it or not, I am a late Jordan bloomer. I did not buy my first pair of Jordans until I was like mid-30s. Or I might have been late 30s,
sure,
to be honest. So I've always seen the shoes and everything. I wasn't, you know, I wasn't a big Jordan person. Not because, you know, my parents didn't. I grew up with parents that were like, I'm not spending that kind of money on shoes. So, but I heard that story, and it just made my appreciation for that intersection of music and sports even greater. Because, you know, I mean,
that's a great story. And it's those little things like that, man, that make these things really significant. Like, it's, you might think it's insignificant. But how do these trends start, to your point? How does everybody all of a sudden want that, right? That it becomes the thing that everybody is like, man, I got to get my hands on that. Look, Daddy, I've talked about it. I'm with you, man. Like, I came up, mom was like, those are your shoes for school? You wash them up, keep them clean. Like, it was not like I got new shoes every week, which is why I became a shoe freak once I became an adult. Because I was like, I never got a chance to buy shoes like that. And so I got more shoes than I'll ever wear now. But the bottom line is, I don't own every Jordan, but those are my favorites. And it took a long time for me to buy them because I kept going, I'm not going to get them. And then I finally did, and I was like, I'm so glad I did. But, like, the first Air Jordans, I didn't own, like, ones, twos, threes. I don't even think I had four or fives.
I had to look it up because I only wore one pair of Jordans. We had a charity basketball team when I worked in Virginia, the J-104 Jammers. George Lynch played one game for us once.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Pretty cool. I just looked it up. The 91 Nike Command Force 180s, they're $4,500 on eBay.
Ooh.
Brand new, out of the box.
Wow. All right.
I know I didn't pay.
Big O,
that,
by the way, is a shoe freak, too.
Yeah, so he's
Big
a big.
Knows,
yeah,
but
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the only pair
I'm
I had.
I'm wearing 11s right now, by the way.
Yeah, and that's the only ones I had because that's – and Carl never had a jump shot, but I could distribute.
I feel you.
Fun fact, too, that shoe was designed based on the look of a lawnmower. Tinker had a feel like he saw a lawnmower, and that's how he designed the Jordan 11.
It's crazy. Nice.
That's crazy, right?
It is.
All right, one more before we go, guys, real quick. Roger Goodell speaks on this whole Bad Bunny situation and says, it's carefully thought through. I'm not sure we've ever selected an artist where we didn't have some blowback or criticism. So everybody, calm down. Bad Bunny's your halftime performer. It is what it is, all right?
Right. Again, it just,
turn the TV to something else at the halftime.
It has nothing to do with Bad Bunny, the artiste. I'm just saying, you're in Atlanta, we have Maroon 5, and you totally blow off the great musical history and amazing things you could have done here.
That was blowback.
Right? That was dumb.
Yeah.
We go to San Francisco, a rich musical history from Santana to friggin' Metallica, and you can mash it up with a crossover to R&B and hip-hop. They're blowing it. They're making a mistake. That's my 2 cents worth. I think you played in the city.
Yep.
And still have the mass appeal. That's me.
Well, look,
you're back in Miami, then have Bad Bunny. That's closer to Miami. That mean then you're in the Latin vibe, and you're making a Latin mashup.
Well, here's the deal, though. The play to the masses is Bad Bunny. I mean, right. He's worldwide. There will be more people watching than there will be in the stadium or in San Francisco. And that's the thing. We got screwed in Atlanta. There's no doubt about it. Like, right. With our rich music history, there should have been more of an Atlanta feel to the show.
But
you got a billion people watching around the
world.
But
remember, that's when Jay-Z got involved after that one.
You're absolutely right. All right, man, great stuff, Dede. We got to take a quick break. We're coming back. Dog Report's on the way. Wes Durham's going to join us. If you miss Coach, very good stuff. We did ask him at the end. Look, it was not front and center for us. We got other fish to fry. We got to figure out this offense and all this other stuff. But he said that it was nothing personal with Ray Ray and that it was a football decision.
Look, as we said, you know, the boss might not be right. If you feel he's not right, he's still the boss. We had heard talking to some of the media guys today, Carl, before got Coach Ron's studio, that, you know, maybe last year he was feeling his oats after 60-some-odd catches, thought he'd have a bigger role. He didn't. He started vocalizing. That's not the first time it's happened in the NFL. But you're not A.J. Brown. You're not a superstar. You're Ray Ray McCloud. He's D-Led Report's practice squad with the Giants just signed.
Congrats, man. All right, stay there, guys. We got plenty more to get to here live inside the Ticketmaster Studios. It's Dukes and Bell.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.